Jesus is a way. He gave a commission, and now he's come to you and me. It's time to declare it. Somebody needs to share it, for it's the truth that can set them free. That's why we are not ashamed. No, we are not ashamed of the gospel, the truth we will proclaim. We are committed and we choose to tell the world the good news, the gospel. We are not ashamed. We will go tell it everywhere, the word and truth. We will gladly share the gospel. We are not ashamed.
Hey y'all, my name's Austin Shuck and I'm from Kentucky. I work in public relations at Kentucky Mountain Bible College, and the Lord has placed a calling in my life to go into music ministry. As a soldier laid the cross on his back that day, I followed the blood-stained footprints he left as they led him away. And I witnessed the way he surrendered to nails through his hands and his feet. Like a lamb he was led to the slaughter. What a horrible sight to see.
I turned away from his side.
To think of the pain that it cost him, the cries for the scars he had. To run to be first to serve him, though I know I can't pay him back. To live my whole life as a debtor, to consider myself as a slave. That's the least I can offer to thank him for the terrible price he has paid.
I won't turn away from his suffering. I won't turn away from his cries. Now witness his moment of torment. He endured all the day that he died.
How much in the way he was wounded. How picture it all for I know.
Everything Jesus went through on the cross was a horrible debt that I owe. I won't turn away from his suffering. I won't turn away from his cries. How witness his moment of torment. He endured all the day that he died.
Now imagine the way he was wounded. How
everything Jesus went through on the cross was a horrible death that I hold. For everything Jesus went through on the cross, my life is a death that I hold.
Thank you. Just like sometimes, like when temptation comes, when the doctors
God's calling me to go to a place I've never been, to leave my comfort zone. Arise and follow him, like Abraham and Moses. I'm choosing to obey, and I am confident as I take this step of faith.
He goes before me, I will not be afraid. In the midst of darkness, Jehovah lights my way. In the power of his might, I can face my enemy.
If I need a mountain move or cast into the sea, that's just what he will do. If I stand still and believe, I'll let him part the water and open every door. 'Cause what is best for me is what he has in store.
He goes before me, I will not be afraid. In the midst of darkness, Jehovah lights my way. In the power of his might, I can face my enemies.
I will leave my fears behind.
He goes before me. To the desert or green pastures, the fire and the rain, to the flood of peaceful waters, the joy and the pain. He goes before me, I will not be afraid. In the midst of darkness, Jehovah lights my way. In the power of his might, I can face my enemy.
I'm so glad that I serve a God who goes before me and is in everything, and he takes care of all of our problems. And you know, sometimes we get in those times of life where we're really busy or life seems to unravel. But recently I've been thinking, a hymn has just been on my heart over and over, and it's "'Tis So Sweet to Trust in Jesus." And I don't know how many of you guys know the story behind that hymn, but it was written by a lady named Louisa Stead. And her husband, and their daughter were going on a picnic one day. You know, just a normal thing, a family outing. And I'm sure you guys are familiar with that sort of thing. And so they went out, and they set up beside a river. And while they were there, they started to hear screams of someone that was in trouble. And so as they looked out into the river, they noticed that there was someone out there, and they were drowning. And so her husband quickly jumped up, and he ran into the river and did all he could to try to save this person that was drowning. But tragically, both the person who was drowning and her husband passed away that day. They were both lost in tragedy. And so her husband had a really good job. They were a well-to-do family. But now, you know, at this time, it was harder for a woman to be a single mom. And so she started wondering, what are we going to do? How are we going to survive? It's just the two of us now. And so she really had to put her faith in God. You know, that morning when they got up, they did not expect what was going to happen that day. They weren't expecting life to fall apart, yet it did. We can't always predict when it's going to happen. So as she was trying to provide, as she was trying to survive, her and her daughter, she did the only thing that I'm sure she knew to do, and that was pray. And so she started praying, and as she began to pray, she would go out and try to figure out what to do. And one day when she went out, there was groceries on the doorstep that were just there. And that began to happen. and God began providing for her and her daughter just through the means of prayer and things appearing on their doorstep. You know, what faith it would have taken to put your trust in God at that time. You know, many of us would want to throw in the towel and just want to give up, but she didn't. And after these miracles started happening, she sat down and she penned the words, "'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him at his word, just to rest upon his promise, just to know thus saith the Lord. Jesus, Jesus, how I trust him, how I have proved him over and over." Man, those words, how powerful when you know that the life they came from. And so no matter what you're going through, no matter what trials you endure, whenever life seems to fall apart, know that there is a God that you can trust in.
Amen.
Know that it is sweet to trust in him, no matter how awful, how horrible the trials feel while you're enduring it. If you can just simply say, it is sweet to trust in Jesus, despite the situation, God will always take care of me. And I'm thankful that I serve that God today.
Many times he taught me.
hearts would not get heavy, and the hill would not be hard to climb. He never offered our victories without fighting, but he said he'll put away coming time. So just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, and the adversary says, keep in, just hold on, our Lord will show up, and he will take you through the fire again. I know in myself that I will surely perish, but in Christ was so mighty hand of God, he shewed the flame again and again.
Christ personally. That's what's going to take us there. He and He alone. Kentucky Mountain Bible College. I've been there 2.5 years now. I've been there before, various occasions and so on. But to be there and represent the college the last 2.5 years, I pastored for 45 years and thought I would retire. But it just didn't work out. Instead, they called me and asked me if I'd come to the college and help out. And so that's where I am. I couldn't be still anyway. I've got to be doing something. And so there I am. But you know what? KMBC is a specialty college. It's special because we seek, first of all, to help these students. Help them in a lot of ways. Most of all, spiritually. We do want them to know that they really know Jesus Christ. And you know, there's something about that, that He is real. And you can know Him in a real way. There's a witness in our hearts. There's a witness by the Word of God. There's a witness of the Spirit of God in us that tells us. There's a changed life that tells us that really He is real. He does change us. He does. Transforms us. And that's what we work on, is doing our best to see young people's lives changed. Now, that's not all. We do our best to give them a great academic education. But in giving them also a great academic education, we try to focus on the holistic part of the person. And that is, we want to be sure that they learn good manners. We want to be sure that they have developed good character. You know, these things are quite important. You'll find that in a lot of colleges. But this is things that we focus on. The faculty and the staff there, everyone has time for these students. Because they're the one that's important. They're the ones that is going to be out here influencing the next generation. We want them to be godly. We want them to be established in their faith and give them a good education again, as I say. So we do our best to do that. We do our best also to keep the costs down, and it's through the sacrifice of both the faculty and the staff. We'll keep the costs down to where that young people can graduate. Matter of fact, 39% of them do and owe nothing. Now, isn't that wonderful? They can go out into a church and pick a church and not have all that debt hanging over their head. We do that because we want these young people to really be blessed and have the blessing of God. Pastor, we have conferences for pastors, and we ask the pastor, all they need to do is come. And if they'll come, we do this because we want to minister to them. They come, we'll feed them, we'll house them. November 17th and 18th, Pastor, if you have an opportunity to come. And we'll take care of him. And we'll also help minister to him in a way that will help him minister to you. Because we want to be there to be a blessing. 77% of the young people that graduate from our college go into some type of church ministry. We did a survey. They say after 5 years that only 25% of those who have gone into ministry remain. We did a survey not for 5 years, but for 20 years. And we found out that still 77% of the young people that we sent out into the ministry are still there. It's because we work to see them really established in the grace of God, in the knowledge of knowing Christ as a personal Savior. Not only knowing Him, but also having that deep surrender of their lives. That sanctifying experience. And to know that they have a call from God. They have a definite call from God. Or they know a definite vocation God's calling them into. We want them to know. We want them to know. Well, we'd love to have you come down and visit us sometime. We'll make you welcome as well. Now, we have a periodical called The Silver Trumpet. It's out here on the table. Some of you get that. If you do not get it, we send that out free on a quarterly basis. It comes to you. You can keep up with the college, see what's going on. God does some wonderful things down there. It is a college that has been built on prayer and miracles. And I will tell you this. It's still a school of prayer. They spend a lot of time in prayer and on trusting God. And God does miracles for us over and over. If you would like to have that silver trumpet, we would send it to you. Again, I say free. They have envelopes here. All you need is put your name and address on there. You just slip up your hand and say, hey, I'd like to have that. I'd like to keep up with the school. And we'll send it to you free. Anybody that doesn't get it, just take that and fill it not just these kids that are singing on it, but you are welcome to enjoy that. The ministry that you hear out of them, you'll hear on that CD as well. So avail yourself, and for some literature that is out there for students, it's available free as well. So be sure to think of that. All right, Pastor, if you'll come, and we'll give it over to you. Thank you so much for allowing us to be here. I have two sisters that are here today.
Yes.
And then, of course, a niece and her husband and family. I'm kind of at home in this place, in a sense. And you make us welcome every time that we come. Thank you so very, very much. I just appreciate you more than I can take it. Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you, Brother Bob. We appreciate you being here. And the trio. Let's give them another appreciation for thank you for being here. Pray that you were blessed by that, as Pastor Bob was sharing about knowing Jesus. The Apostle Paul said, I want to know Christ. Amen. And the fellowship of sharing in his suffering. That's really what it's all about. And our mission statement as well as a church is to know Jesus, know Christ, and make him known. To know him as Savior, but to know him in an intimate way. And a college that is dedicated to that, helping men and women go into ministry to really know Jesus in a different way, is a wonderful thing. So thank you for your representation and your service. As you leave, again, there will be plates at the door. We ask you to give generously for the ministry you heard today and to go support Kentucky Mountain Bible College. Again, if you are giving by check, just put KMBC and give directly to the school. We would appreciate that. Also, Yoti, appreciate your ministry in the piano as well. And when you had said about being from South Korea, we want to keep you, your family, you have family over there. So we want to keep his family in prayer. And that whole part of the world with what's going on right now is pretty concerning. So we want to leave that in the hands of God, but we do want to remember that in prayer as well. God is sovereign over the affairs of many nations. We just trust him. So as we close, our closing hymn is number 314, Blessed Assurance, Jesus is Mine, and the assurance of knowing Christ. And if you don't have that assurance, we pray that you come to know that assurance. We always like to give that opportunity, that you have that assurance of Jesus in your heart, that we can praise him, because that's the story we have to tell. Number 314, let's stand together.